Well, Tito for the nightcap. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. Well, Tito, we saw enough of Ubaldo Jimenez in his time here in Cleveland. If you run into the good Ubaldo, good luck. He doesn't throw 97 anymore, but he was outstanding in Game 1. I don't remember a time where he had more first-pitch strikes, and it reminded me of the guy we saw 2 years ago.
Yeah, I remember the last 2 months when we were really making that push, and Ubaldo was so good. Going into the game, one thing I always look at is the number of starts and the innings pitched for a starter. And I think he was averaging about 5 1/3 innings a start, even though his numbers are pretty good. And, you know, so then that gives you some encouragement because you think, okay, if you get him in trouble or the pitch count goes up, that's how long – they won't stay with him much longer. But he was so good that – and he's like you said, he was throwing first pitch strikes. It seemed like we were in the hole all day. And when he's throwing that fastball down and then off of that comes the off-speed – and with those arms and legs going all those directions, there's a ton of deception there.
He had a really good curveball, and as you mentioned, the off-speed. We see a lot of people come after these Indians hitters with their off-speed, don't they, Terry?
Well, and again, you know, sometimes as hitters, it's almost like you have to earn fastballs. And, you know, if you chase off-speed or, their job is to not let us get hits. You know, I laugh sometimes and when you hear people, you know, they all challenge somebody. Well, I wouldn't if you didn't have to, you know. And, you know, again, sometimes you have to earn getting those fastballs. Giambi was probably the best at that. He used to say it all the time. Hmm. And when G talked, you know, certainly I hope everybody listened because I know I did.
Terry, now tonight it's a rare start here in this ball game from the standpoint we explain it in Game 1 because it's a day-night doubleheader after the rainout yesterday. Both you and Baltimore got to add a 26th player for this second game. You added Toru Murata, who is a import from Japan, who's 30 years of age. Really, I never saw him on our radar screen. Did you?
Well, he pitched a game or two in spring training and came in, and you know when you're bringing the other guys up. And to be perfectly honest, when you say on the radar, I mean, we certainly knew who he was. But as far as prospects go, he was more of an organizational pitcher. Everybody loved him. He worked hard. He kind of bounced from maybe AAA, sometimes all the way back to A-ball if somebody needed a pitcher. And then this year when he got to AAA, he started pounding the strike zone. And for a while now, Trem has been saying, hey, man, this guy's for real. And when the opportunity came, I think when we all sat and talked about it, one, we think he gives us a chance to win, and two, it sends an unbelievable message to the rest of our organization where, hey, if you do your job, regardless of what maybe Baseball America says or whatever, you have a chance to help in the big leagues. And I think this is an outstanding message.
Do minor league kids get caught up in that, Terry?
Probably more than you want. We certainly try to talk to them about that, you know, like in the winter development and spring training. But I'm sure they do. I mean, you know, again, in the day and age of internet and everything, there's so much information. But I think this flat out sends a message, hey, if you're doing your job, you got a chance to help us.
What can you expect tonight? Or do you kind of sit back and, like the rest of us, say, hey, well, we'll see?
Well, in anybody's debut, you always, you know, if I said you knew what to expect, I'd be lying. Because you don't know how the excitement or the nerves, you know, like it looked like the other day with Cody Anderson, it looked like the excitement gave him a couple miles an hour on his fastball, and he didn't sacrifice command. So, you know, you look for that, obviously. The hope is that when a guy is excited, that he gets a little tick or two more on his fastball, but that he's not just throwing, that he's pitching with that. From what everybody said about Toru, he'll be more excited than nervous. And we're all looking forward to this. Again, you know, I don't know him as long as some of these other guys do, but Mickey, I know, is so fond of him. So because of that, when Toru came over and pitched a couple of spring training games, I'd go talk to him, and he's a delight to be around. So, I mean, I'm pulling so bad for him for a lot of reasons. One, we need to win, but I'd love to see something good happen to this kid.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona, and that's your KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for tonight's Nightcap. It's coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.